Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo is brought to you by Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices, in store or online at Chemist Warehouse.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M
Breakfast. We meant to do an opener for the podcast. We promised everyone we'd record them some fresh content every day.
Here I am.
Yours, Margo's walked off.
Mate, she's yelling out.
We've got the party on tonight and I think she's gone early to Rebel Brewing.
We're trying to do the podcast. Margo's disappeared.
Yep. This is it.
No, we're recording now. What do you need? You all right?
It's on. What do you need?
We're already
Snowy's gone.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, we've just...
Oh, we're still on the air. I thought we just gave over to Mitch.
No, it's a podcast.
There's people at the gym.
Oh, this is the podcast.
And they're going, what am I going to listen to? And they're listening to the podcast. And what a shambolic beginning. Come on, we're better than this.
We're better than this. I'm sorry.
On, pick it up.
The
Come
Dolphins
on.
Are in the studio.
The Dolphins.
Jared Wallace here. Yeah. Felice Kaufusi.
Who have we got?
The Bromwich brothers.
Anthony Milford.
Oh, my God.
What
a team.
Incredible.
Hey. We're the official partners of the Dolphins.
We are the media partners. You've got to behave yourselves.
Whoever was the radio partner of the Broncos in that first 5 years. Exactly.
What?
It's a waiting game. Broncos didn't win for 5 years.
Oh, didn't they start in 1980 and they won?
1988. 1991. 1992, 5 long years.
So Didn't they win 5 years in a row?
No, they didn't win 4 or 5 years.
Oh.
So it's a long slog, you say.
And I was there.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be their radio station of these Dolphin characters. It's going to be tough, and you've got to be in it for the long haul. I don't want you just turning up for the first couple of games and then going, this is shit.
Sorry,
Excuse me, I won't have that negativity in here. Thank you very much.
Is this speech for the party tonight? Is this part of the TED Talk?
No, my speech, your apologies.
Is this part of your TED Talk?
I'd like to apologise.
You'll be on stage tonight at Rebel Brewing.
The list of who you don't need to apologise for would be shorter, yeah. I think. Is there anyone in Brisbane that you haven't offended?
Yeah. That's why somebody.
I thought you died then. I thought that was your death rattle.
I hate it when I can't think of the answer.
Was your soul leaving your body.
No, there's someone. Oh, who did I say was a good bloke the other day? David Pocock.
Oh, David Pocock. And Adrian Schrinner, you said today you didn't mind him.
Oh, he's not here now.
He's gone.
What about this bloke?
G'day, Marto. It's Wally Lewis here. Well, congratulations, mate. 21 years on Triple M. I guess you didn't think it was going to last this long when you first stepped into the role. Probably not many others did as well, but good to see you, mate. 21 years there with the station. That makes you 38 years of age. A nice young man. There's a porky pie that I've been dying to tell for a long time. Congratulations, mate. Enjoy the day, and we look forward to celebrating the anniversary next year.
Oh, wow. Sir Walter.
Nothing better than having
King Wally.
Yeah, singing to you from
Jeez,
the King.
He did so well to put all of that together. Was that scripted? Because you know when he goes off script.
Then again, I don't know too many people that like liking all of them.
Doesn't always work out in his favour. We're going to hell, aren't we?
Well, we love Wall.
We love Wally.
Yeah, I'll go first.
I think my favourite Wall memory, I mean, I'm sure he, you know, has many of you, Marto, but it'd have to be the bathrobe in Townsville. That would be my favourite Wally moment.
What, when he was on the veranda?
On the veranda drinking champagne. In his bathrobe with the new girlfriend.
Will that be incredible. You tomorrow morning with Kath out on, you know, before you come into work? There's no way you're getting
out
her on
in
time
robes
tomorrow.
Yeah. On the balcony drinking champagne.
Gone straight through Socceroos game and then just punched.
Oh my God, I forgot about the Socceroos game. Oh, we're going to be in real trouble.
Mm.
We're going to be in real trouble.
We're supposed to be turning up for the show tomorrow at some stage. I think we led everyone to believe that we'd be here at 7. Let's see how that goes.
Well, that was the captain's orders, Marto said.
I'm not the captain. I'm just part of the team. Oh, apart from I'm the captain of the music department after today's show.
Great success.
Podcast doesn't play music, does it?
We don't need a code word today, do we?
No, because you've got nothing to win.
Do you want to sign off with any special words of...
Because I am the rum lord. No, I got nothing. I've given it 100 again. For
Have you been practicing your speech in front of everyone? Do you need to bust out the speech a little bit so that we can maybe approve or disapprove?
What I've got written down here, and this
don't
is
have
fair
time. This is going to go for 4 hours. We don't have time.
This is not a farewell. It's a strange celebration, and then I haven't got anything written after that. Then I've got apologies, and there's about six names, and there's thanks to all my on-air partners, and I can only remember three of them. And then, oh, listen to this one. Where are my strippers if it's Kyle Sandilands with his enormous boobs? I'm not happy. Bit of comedy.
Mm. On-air co-host.
I'm going home to work on my speech.
You said
now.
You couldn't remember all of them, but surely this one, unforgettable.
Hey, it's Robin Bailey here.
Listen.
Mardo, you are
Robin,
my favourite grumpy old bastard. Oh, exactly. I just love you to death. We didn't work together for that huge amount of time, but we certainly had a couple of co-hosts in our time together. And I am always going to wear as a badge of honour that you reckon that my wedding was the funnest wedding ever been
correct.
To because I let you and all the other congregation drink alcohol as I was getting married.
Oh, no.
I love
That's
you to
be smarto.
Robin. I think you're actually a truly awesome man who survived an industry that doesn't deserve to be survived. So I send you a big kiss.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Can I just tell you, her wedding was an absolute stoinker. It was a beauty. Drinking while the ceremony is on, and there was a lot of love.
Good on you,
her
Robin.
And Sean, who passed away. Hey, yeah, good on
you. We didn't
Robin.
Play that on air this morning because she's on a different network,
yeah,
so we weren't allowed to play it.
Do you know how we played The Simpsons the other day and they predicted the future of Mardo and his teeth falling out? Yes. Do you think Robin's speech...
Do you have my teeth?
What?
Do you
what?
Think perhaps
no.
Robin...
What?
No. Do you think perhaps Robin's speech may have predicted the future of Mardo again? She did say I love you to death, didn't she?
Listen, now...
how many years you got left, mate?
You know what happened. So if either of you two get married...
Okay, end of my podcast. We love you.
If either of you two
Mardo's
get married...
21st.
No, this is okay. It's safe. If either of you two get married...
Yes,
you
know, we are married.
We already
married.
Are married.
No, if you get married again...
I've just celebrated my
if
wedding
you get married
anniversary.
Again, have beer at the ceremony.
Yeah.
It
okay.
is the best. And then there was a storm that went for an hour.
I am.
We couldn't get out of the hall. Everyone was completely spazoid at the reception. That's what makes a good wedding.
I am thinking about renewing my vows.
Oh, don't do
Everybody
that.
Does the 10 years. I'm going to do 20 years.
Yeah.
Snowy is going to be the celebrant because he's a huge Broncos fan. And Mardo, you and Dan will be there in six right. years' time. So put it in your diaries and your calendars. This time in 6 years.
What do we need to
and
do?
I
Just
will be
pissed,
sure
or?
To have...
I won't be alive.
Beer. I'll have beer at the ceremony and it will have your face on it, Mardo.
What, you'll still have some of these dirty cans that no one drank tonight?
Yeah, limited edition.
Funny.
I'm going to keep them.
Right,
they'll be vintage.
Where are we going to have it at?
Where do you want to have it at?
Revel Brewing.
Yeah, Wayne Bennett's house.
Wayne Bennett's, okay, on the tennis court.
Yeah. Has he got a tennis court?
Yeah,
Why
he's got a
I
beautiful property on the north side. Is it Bridgman Downs or Brookfield?
Or
Brookfield out there on Big Acreage.
All right, let's get out of here. Come on,
Rebel
Brewing tonight. We know you listening now are generally a podcaster, but listen live tomorrow because who knows what's going to happen, when we're going to rock up.
Yeah, make sure you're listening.
And if you want to be there, grab the Courier Mail today, actually. Page 18, picture of Mardo, QR code, scan that.
You could still get tickets.
Yeah, you could. All right, happy.
Adios. Happy 21st, Mardo.
Yeah, thanks, love.
Mardo and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Are we all upstanding?
We are upstanding.
Okay.
Shall we play the national anthem?
I think so. Very official. The Lord
Sometimes
Mayor.
Sometimes we go over to the US to get a political update. Right. But we here at Triple M have got one for you right now because we have our Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Adrian Schrinner, in the studio with us this morning for a huge announcement. There's lots of things happening in and around Brisbane in the next few years. I mean, we've got the Olympics coming here, Adrian Schrinner. We talked about the block last week, new season. Maybe we can get that to Brisbane, perhaps. I mean, I don't know.
Is this about the bin chicken being the official mascot for the Olympics?
How did you know?
Well, I
Mardo's first finger on the pulse.
He looks very excited about this announcement.
He doesn't like surprises.
I don't
and
like
so
surprises
we've told
at all.
We've told Mardo that Adrian Schrinner, the Lord Mayor of Brisbane, is coming into the studio to make a big announcement. Now we've told him that it's about the Olympics. That's what he thinks.
Lord Mayor.
He's on to us because he hates surprises. He's had a little mini blow up in here.
Is it about the Olympics, this announcement we're gonna do next, Lord Mayor?
Well, it's big. It's Olympic size.
It's Olympic size announcement, but not necessarily about the Olympics.
Let's get a song on. It's about you, Mardo.
All right.
It's an announcement about
Now, I know you don't like surprises.
No, I don't like surprises at all.
This is a surprise that you
know
are going
I'll
to
blow
love.
Up if there's a real trouble here. Yeah, and I don't care about anybody.
We'll just wait till after the
song. If there has to be punches thrown, I'm happy to throw them.
It's all right.
We'll get you some headgear, Lord Mayor.
Adrian, I've got your back. I'll stand in front of you. It's all right.
Yeah, you two swap one.
I need a mouth guard for the sound of that.
Actually, we'll come back.
I like you. You know that. You go, let me have a hop on your helicopter one day.
Mate, I hate politicians.
I thought that was your helicopter.
You're just getting through.
All right, hang tight. Big announcement, not involving the Olympics. Olympic-sized announcement on the other side of this on Triple M.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
104.5 Triple M, it is Marto and Margo and the Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner joining us in studio.
Why are you playing the national anthem for the Lord
Can
Mayor?
Can you be upstanding, please?
No, respect. Why wouldn't you play, love you, Brisbane, what's you mean the world to me.
What's coming behind you there? Our producer Snowy's just dropped something on a
is
chair.
Is that the Lord Mayor's mayoral robe?
What is that?
So we told you this was going to be an Olympic announcement, that it was something to do with a bin chicken. It's
we know you like
that.
A bit of dress up.
Oh, my God.
Marto does love a dress up. Adrian, what have you come in here to tell us?
What is that?
Or to tell Marto?
Behind me, well, behind Marto, we've got the retired Lord Mayoral robes.
Oh, you always said you'd never wear
them.
Yeah,
no, I've never worn them.
They've
been retired. There's probably a few silverfish and moths
Why
on
don't
them,
you but... wear it? Because I do love when Tom
because
Tate, the mayor
not
of the Gold
full
Coast,
of bullshit,
puts
you
on.
Look, you know, the only person who's tried them on is actually Nina. Just to see if they fit.
Your beautiful wife,
yeah,
yes.
But I have never tried them on and never will.
Is it real fur or faux fur, Adrian?
Look, I don't know, but if you look inside, it says it's made out of polyester, the whole thing.
Yeah, so it's faux.
It's, yeah.
We won't have any animal rights activists on our doorstep throwing red paint at us when we leave the show today.
Oh, he's had a sniff, Marto.
But you brought that in.
How's it smell?
It probably smells like...
Smells like Clem Jones.
Yeah, it probably does.
Adrian, you've brought it in. Can you tell us why?
Today, the very special announcement that we're making is we've got an official Brisbane decree to make.
Now,
this does not... A decree. Mm. This does not happen very often, but actually for the first time ever.
What are you doing?
We're making a decree today that you will become the official, unofficial mayor of Moreton Island.
Oh. Whoa, this is big.
Yeah, it is big. It is big. We know how much you love... Well, look, everyone loves Moreton Island, but no one so much as you.
Aww.
So let me read this decree. It is with immense pleasure that I... Adrian Jürgen Schrinner, am today able to formally acknowledge the illustrious career of Greg Marto Martinson III, Esquire. To honour a career spanning 21 years, 698 bottles of Bundaberg rum and counting, 4,115 packets of Winnie Blues, and also a few pairs of those toe shoes as well, and an untold number of co-hosts. Hopefully no more co-hosts.
They're collateral damage. I don't care.
I now officially name you Sir Gregory and swear you in as the unofficial official mayor of Moreton Island.
What an honour.
In addition...
Hold on, Jürgen's not finished
Sorry,
Jürgen's not done.
In addition to this great privilege, you will also be bestowed a castle. A Stan Castle on Bulwer.
What?
Your good wife will no longer be known as Kath, but henceforth be referred to as Lady Tangalooma.
Oh,
and your dog, Ted, will be known as Lord Tedward. Congratulations, Sir Gregory Marto Martinson III, Esquire, Keeper of Moreton Island and Protector of Castaways Cafe.
Wow.
May your reign be long prosperous. Now, I would normally ask you to kneel, but I see you've got a bung leg. We're going to robe you.
Wait, I'm going to put that on?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to wear the robe. Let's do that.
Oh, my God, this is incredible.
Auspicious man.
Our Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Adrian Schrinner, is about to robe officially unofficial Lord Mayor of Moreton Island.
Do you remember Jim Sawley? Or Campbell Newman, he probably had a spew after one of
the balls. Is that a Tarakash coat hanger? Where is this from?
Oh, wow.
Armin. Oh, my gosh, Marto.
I'm just looking off into the distance.
He is now the official unofficial mayor of Moreton Island.
There's a few other people. You know how little communities, everyone thinks they're powerful.
Yeah, look, I know
Can I strike them down?
There's a few other unofficial mayors.
There's a lot of unofficial mayors over there.
Adrian, don't give him any actual powers.
Can I jail some of them?
No, it's okay.
Use your powers responsibly.
Oh, yes,
I know you will.
Cool. I've been waiting a lifetime for some power.
You know what you look like now, Marto, officially?
No, what?
Because I am the Rum Lord.
You're actually become the Rum Lord. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Adrian Schrinner. What
thanks and congratulations, Marto. You're a legend.
You are too. Thank you, everyone.
Marto's always up for it. Thankfully, so is Hype for Hire.
Marto's 21st is 21st.
This is tonight.
T-Day.
Rebel Brewing. We are going to take over the joint. Everyone who comes along gets a carton of beer with Marto's face on it. The Predators are playing. Harley Breen's on the mic, and we've been strolling down memory lane for the last few weeks, celebrating 21 years of Marto having nude photos of all of management here and no one being able to fire him. It's a hell of an effort, Marto.
It is, M-Day. We often question how on earth did Marto last 21 years, not only just in the industry itself, but here at Triple M. And, well, it is, we've found out, because everybody loves you so bloody much. You're a legend.
It was because when I first got into radio, I was well taught by one person. And we've only had one other person who I worked with on radio, on air and all this time. I said, I don't want to talk to anyone else.
You don't want to talk to anyone.
Apart from this bloke today.
Yeah, and we have to probably attest to the fact that there is only one reason that you have lasted 21 years on air, and it is because you were taught by none other than the best, and that's Sully.
Greg Sullivan.
Greg Sullivan.
Hello, Sully.
Welcome to the show.
What a man.
Thanks, Smarto. Oh, look, I might have been doing radio a little bit longer than you, but I learned a lot about life from you and very grateful to have you in my life.
Tell Margo and I, we're relatively newcomers here at Triple M. Tell us, what are your memories of Marto?
I think one that stands out when we did the ad campaign with Barry the Monkey, and we went down to Melbourne to film the ad. By the way, Barry was a chimp, which is an ape and not a monkey.
Yeah, and he was selecting the music.
Barry the chimp's handler.
That, he was meant to be random music, and Barry the chimp was selecting.
Anyone can select the music because it's,
yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh,
it was carefully edited to look like we were in the same room as Barry the chimp, but as events since have shown, chimps are incredibly dangerous. And the chimp handler knew this and said to all of us, do not look the chimp in the eye. It's like working with Tom Cruise when you're working with a chimp. We were standing in the next room and Marto was looking at that chimp going, I reckon if I got on him quick enough.
You'd have him.
2 hours chimps.
And it just stuck in my mind. I was there going, look, I'm going to listen to the chimp expert. But Marto was going, I don't know.
I've always overestimated
this chimp looks pretty small to me.
And now I've got no lateral. I don't threaten anyone anymore, Sal, because I've got no lateral movement. I can't back anything up anymore. And I've got no teeth. Don't tell Sally about my teeth. You're always concerned about your teeth. Mine have been falling out.
Oh,
lately.
What happened?
Oh, mate, they're just starting to fall out.
He
went and got a quote, and it was like $40,000+. Yeah, so then he did nothing about it, and then he went back, and now he's up for about $10,000 worth of damage. He's got these temporary teeth glued on the front, but they keep falling out because he likes to use his teeth to open things.
And Sully, so much so, we talk about it on the show so much, you'll get a kick out of this. We had to make an opener for it.
Where did your tooth go? Where did you go? Where did your tooth go? Break my toe. Where did your tooth go? Where did you go? Where did your tooth go? Break my toe.
Hey, did you recognise that voice? That was Rick Wade still doing our audio production, mate.
Richard John Barton Wade.
Ah, you're good. Ah,
what a wonderful man.
Tell us about what the best thing working with Marto is, because we know he presents a great front of anger and frustration, but he's an incredibly soft, sensitive, kind and caring man.
Well, look, two things. The best thing about working with Marto was, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the bane of every breakfast radio person's existence is the post-show meeting.
Yes.
They're very important, but they have a tendency to go on a bit long. And Marto was great because he had 17 other jobs. And every day, pretty much, we could say, look, we've got to keep this quick.
Nice and quick.
Because Marto's got to go to do commentary. or Mardo's got to finish off a kitchen,
yeah.
or Mardo's got to coach a rugby team, or Mardo's got to drive a taxi.
That still happens.
Yeah, so oh, it's similar now, but instead of Mardo going to work, we normally have to get him to the dentist, to his orthopaedic surgeon. Yes. We got Mardo's got a bit falling off. Sally, it's wonderful to have you back on Triple M. There'd be people driving in their cars right now, listening now, going, love you, Sully.
No one's forgotten you, mate.
Love hearing you with Mardo. Good on you, Sal. Thanks for joining us, legend.
Miss you, mate.
Triple M Breakfast with Mardo and Marco.
What's happened here?
Mardo, 21 years.
Can you pick the voice, mate? That is Melissa and Lofty here from Nine News. What an innings, mate. Great work for all those years.
Yeah, congratulations. Have a good one.
Do you know Melissa? They are next door neighbours at Maundrell Terrace at West Chermside. Melissa was their cousin, so I've known her since she was 1 or 2 years of age.
Well, there's no Wally there? No.
Lofty and I.
No, we got one.
No, no awkward cross newsreader crossovers Lofty in and, that bit.
Lofty and Harry, Lofty's son and my Harry went to preschool together.
Aww.
We hosted a quiz night together about 20 years ago. Bang.
There you go. History.
You are woven stretches into the fabric of Brisbane, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, you are Brisbane.
Much like the Courier Mail, if you turn to page 18 today, there's a QR code. You can scan that, a big picture of Mardo. That could get you to the party
told
tonight.
Everyone that.
10 past 8 as
21,
well.
21, you can play with
21.
Us.
Okay. Just be nice all show, okay?
Of course.
You know what else is happening outside of Mardo's 21st? Of course, the biggest event on the Brisbane calendar this year. It's the World Game too, the World Cup. Soccer's on over in Qatar.
I know.
And I'm not about to dive deep into the analytics of soccer. The scores.
I'm going to update everyone very shortly.
Okay.
What have you got?
Well, yesterday we did sexy soccer. I want to bring sexy soccer back. Have you got any, like, sexy noises there, Daniel? Oh yes, I love it. Because I want to take you to Spain. Española, I don't know if you speak Spanish. you do a little bit. The Spanish coach, Luis Enrique, he is engaging throughout the tournament, getting to know his followers and the people that love him so very much, by engaging online on a streaming platform called Twitch, where it's like a question and answer style thing, and the viewers can ask him questions and he answers them live. There was a few things in there, you know, about what he eats for breakfast, what his routine is, what, you know, some of his habits were as a player, and he expanded on those.
Te refieres, me imagino, a relaciones sexuales, ¿no?
Oh, dear.
Pues... aquí estamos concentrados. No se pueda. Es una tontería sublime porque yo.
Okay. It's obviously all in Spanish. I thought there was going to be.
No, that's porque means because. I don't know any of the other words.
Speak Spanish.
Well,
de hecho, cuando estamos en los clubes, los jugadores duermen en sus casas. Me preocupa cero.
The problem with radio is the subtitles are not.
Subtitles are working. Okay. Well, let me translate some of it for you. He said, "It's something that I consider totally normal."
What?
I mean, if you're at an orgy the night before match, it's not ideal, but hey.
Who started talking about orgies?
Well, I consider sex important, and as a player...
Oh, before the match.
Whenever I could, with my wife, I did what we had to do. Yeah.
Sorry, that was Los Porcos.
He was talking about the habits of his players in saying, do you allow your players to have sex the night before a game?
The age-old debate.
Or the day of the game.
Or do you hand out a rubber band and just tie it around there until after the game?
It drops off.
Yeah.
like a lamb's tail.
Ow, that hurts. But no, he was saying that, yes, it's normal. Sex is a normal part of life. Man and woman come together. A lot of their wives are over there on tour with them at the moment. And if that's something that they choose to get up to, it's up to them.
It's a release, and then they enter the field without any frustration and they play with a freedom that we know from the Spanish.
The other side of that is sometimes players like that pent-up energy because they can use it on the field.
A lot of boxers wouldn't have sex for 3 weeks before their bout.
Really?
Just like, go to the ring.
Not by choice, though, if you've seen their face.
We are celebrating you, 21 years. What were some of your personal habits, Mardo, before a game?
Jesus, it's been
today
a long
time. Today I feel gay.
Rum, normally?
Yeah, just drinking.
No, but the coach used to always say, same, even back in those days before high performance when I played, you have as much sex as you like if you don't have to work hard to get it. So if it's already there. So you
don't want to wear yourself down.
Don't go to a nightclub and have to go on the hunt for a while.
No orgies the night before. That would exert a lot of energy.
If it's coming to you, if they're just knocking on the door going, can I come in?
An orgy too sounds like a lot of work. There's a lot of positioning, walking around the room.
Well, I'm going to move over there now.
Whose leg is that? Oh, careful. He's done an ACL.
Good luck tomorrow.
Mardo and Margo on Triple.
Triple M Breakfast.
All right, it's the day of the party. Revel Brewing tonight. Predators are there. Harley Breen is in town. He's going to be on the mic. And you can be there still. If you don't have your invitation, 10 past 8 this morning, maybe call up and get involved in the show. Razz up Marto. He's got a few up his sleeve. But there's one more way, Margot Popka.
There is another way. I mean, never in the history of... Oh, Marto, you are a full-size paper today. There is an ad for Marto's 21st. It says, congratulations, Marto. Thank you for entertaining Brisbane for 21 years on Triple M.
I'm sorry.
It's incredible. I mean, this is the biggest thing ever to hit Brisbane. And
I apologize.
This is the biggest Triple M party ever that in the history of Triple M. How long's Triple M been around?
32 years.
That'll do. This is it. We throw some pretty big, awesome shindigs.
Get to it. I don't want to talk about it.
And everybody wants to be there, but unfortunately the tickets are limited. There's only so many people that can come along. Unless you get your hands on the courier mail today and
flick
to page 18.
Oh,
the bane of our existence for 3 years, the QR code was introduced during COVID.
Oh, here we go. Scan the QR code and win last chance tickets to party at Marto's 21st. Oh, well, I see. Well, that's what
it's
all about.
If you want tickets to the 21st, if you find the paper, page 18, check out Marto's mug and his beautiful pearly whites. Yeah. There's a QR code down the bottom left-hand corner. If you scan that, you will go in the draw to potentially win some of the last tickets available to this event tonight.
Yeah.
You can do it online too, am I correct, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take you to triplem.com.au. That's an easy way to do it, scan the QR code. I'd like it to take us to Marto's dentist website. Look at the teeth in this picture. They're magnificent.
Yes, no more teeth talk.
But no, these are great.
I know.
You've got to be happy with them.
His hair's brushed. I mean, look how handsome he looks.
That's what the internet can do for you.
So handsome.
He looks so handsome.
Don't believe everything you see on that internet.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
For any people who have sinus problems, et cetera, and need to jam a bit of this up their nostrils, bad news last night.
There's a recall tonight for some jars of Vicks Vapor Rub over concerns it's been incorrectly labelled and is actually the extra strong version.
Oh, no.
Oh, value for money. If you're paying for the normal stuff and get the extra strong, how good is that?
You're the winner. Who's ringing up Vicks and going, listen, I demand to get another...
I didn't know there was an extra strong Vicks. I thought there was only the baby Vicks because that's what I use.
Well, we've run the ad now. But all I wanted to say, I've had a thing of Vicks in my bag, I think for 12 years approximately. It's one of those things that you never run out of.
Because you only need the tiniest bit.
Worcestershire sauce.
Oh.
Never run out of Worcestershire sauce.
Antiseptic cream in that tube where eventually the side bursts, so you just leave the lid screwed on and you just end up squeezing it out of the side.
There's still some in there. Curry powder, there's always, that seems to last forever. Product, vanilla essence.
Oh.
I don't know what it's used for, but it will last forever in our cupboard.
I have to agree with you on the Vicks Vapor Rub because I said I use the baby stuff because I think I still have the same tub. From when Memphis was a baby and
she's now
almost 13. It's the same thing because you only need the smallest amount and how often do you need to use it?
That's what I'm saying.
They're sick though, it's great. On the soles of their feet, socks on, done.
Is that right?
100%.
Well, don't go giving it back. If you've got yourself a jar of extra strong Vicks, hang on to the bars.
In fact, if the team at Revel Brewing are listening and they've done the session ale for tonight with your face on it, if they accidentally swap it for the extra strong gear...
Oh, my God. No one will be disappointed.
No one will be swapping it back.
Put Marto's face on the 8%.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Yeah, thanks to the Hype for Hire legends as well as Revel Brewing. It's tonight. Tickets, invitations at 10 past 8.
Producer Snowy has told me we've had a bit of a mystery because we've had people going, tell us, retell the story from years ago about such and
such. Remember when this happened, Marto? Remember when you told that story?
Remember Adam came through a week or so ago, about 10 days ago, and he said, tell him the story about the dead dog and the suitcase. I can't remember. And I went, okay, something happened at a train station, and you've now said, you've got a person. I said, I don't know how I'd find out. I can't remember what happened. There was something funny.
You couldn't remember the whole story.
Yeah.
And so you said, you know who'll know? Hillary, my daughter.
Yeah,
now, your daughter Hillary has been away overseas.
She got back last night.
She got back
last night. Haven't even seen her yet.
No. Well,
haven't even spoken to her yet.
Well, how about we speak to her now? Hillary Martin joins us. Good morning, Hilly.
Hello, happy 21st, Dad.
Oh, my darling.
A sentence you never thought you'd say, Hilly.
Hilly, your dad.
I know, exactly.
He has been regaling the tales and the stories of your travelling. He's been showing us your Instagram. So proud of you.
Oh, looking forward to seeing you today.
And happy anniversary, Margot. I saw on your Instagram.
Thank you. It's not about me today. This is about Mardo.
It's me today.
Yesterday was about me, but today is about your dad, Greg Martin.
And do you know Harry's coming tonight too? He's coming up from down south. We're going
to
have a little family reunion.
And you ruined it,
Mardo. You ruined the surprise.
Well, I told him he had to come, and he said I was going to come, Dad. Anyway, see you later on in the day.
Now, Hilly,
we were just speaking, Harry and I, on the phone this morning and reflecting on 21 years of having our lives exploited.
Yes, I'm sorry.
How do you feel about that, Hilly? What was the conclusion that you and Harry came to?
Well, we were very happy in the end. I think my first day of year one at Wilson State School, Dad was there doing a live outdoor broadcast.
Oh, that's
embarrassing. Because I said I didn't want to go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wanted to see me on my first day.
That's beautiful.
So they brought work to you.
Marto, you took the whole show to Hilly school that you could be there as her dad to see her on her first day.
All right, I have exploited my children for the benefits of all the listeners in Brisbane, and thank you, Hillary, for sharing your life when you didn't even want to or know about it.
There's something we have to get to the bottom of here.
What's that?
Is this a dog in the suitcase?
Hillary, we are led to believe that you are aware of the details surrounding this mystery story about a dead dog in a suitcase. Are you familiar with the tale?
I am familiar with the tale. It was so long ago. It's so funny that people remember it so well.
What happened?
So it was a friend of mine that was, when I was down in Sydney, was house-sitting a dog sitting for someone. And they'd said to her, the dog's like 15, 16 years old, so quite old. Anyway, while she was there, it ended up passing away. And they were upset. She was hysterical. But they said, don't worry, just take it to the crematorium. We've used that crematorium before. Anyway, she didn't have a license at the time, so she thought, I'll get on a train. Put the dog in a suitcase.
Uh-huh.
She found at the house, went on the train, got to the train station, and there was like 30 stairs going up. So this 25-year-old guy came up to her and started lifting the suitcase for her. And as they were halfway up.
Oh, can I help you up the stairs?
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
As they were halfway up, while he was carrying her suitcase, he said, what's in here? And she said, oh, my brother's top-of-the-line DJ set. And so he grabbed the suitcase and sprinted off with
the
dog.
And when he got home,
she pursue chase?
Yeah, she pursued chase but couldn't get him. And then she went to the crematorium. This is the best bit. Went to the crematorium, was crying to them, saying, I've lost the dead dog. And I've got to give it to this family. Anyway, they felt so bad. They got a dead dog that was left behind 2 months earlier, the ashes, and gave it to her to take to the family.
Oh, random ashes.
So they're now worshipping and holding close to them in some sort of urn. A dog that wasn't theirs.
And that guy never got to spin any discs at all.
Could you imagine?
The poor guy that opened it.
Could you imagine? Serves him right, though. What a dick.
And Hilly, any mention of when they had to go on holidays a few months later? Where's that suitcase gone?
Yeah, exactly.
It with the dog.
That is wonderful, Hilly.
As they say, now we can all get some sleep. We know this story. The dead dog in a suitcase.
Hilary Martin, daughter of. We'll see you tonight at Revel Brewing, legend.
Any last words, Hilly?
Looking forward to it. No, happy 21 and make 22 an even better year.
Yeah.
Let's go. Excited for tonight.
God, I missed you. I'll see you soon.
I missed you too. Bye, Dad. Bye, Margo. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Hill.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
You know, tonight's party at Revel Brewery, on the 21st, one of the sponsors, Hyatt for Hire, there was in doubt and yesterday, you know where
I went.
Well,
we needed to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, take it up. Did you know? So yesterday.
This is Alfie's company, right?
Well, hang on.
Alfie does not own the company.
Let's just take it back to Friday. There was some doubt around whether Hyatt for Hire still wanted to be associated with Marto's 21st tonight because on Friday you did what? You went to a long lunch.
I hosted a long lunch. 8 hours in. Then I turn around and there's Hyatt for Hire Christmas party
at the Storybridge Hotel.
And I thought, there's Kenny Baker, who's a magnificent human being.
And there may have, the memory was a little foggy. You thought you might have tackled him, but you had lunch yesterday with Ken.
And cleared it up.
And Alfie.
Alfie, everyone was sober. First time ever,
what?
Alf and
no
I have
vodka
been
Red Bulls.
No,
no dancing in his underwear on a table.
Straight down the line, because it was a business. We had to sort things out. Alfie's won an award for that an Australian ACRA award for the ad series, Hide for Hire. He does not own the company.
nor Kenny did he make the ad or write the ad.
I thought I'd crash tackle Kenny at his Christmas party. He said there was three clumsy attempts at hugging me.
Oh, okay. So he was just holding you up, essentially.
It's play on.
He was saving you from falling over.
He was actually doing what his business does, which is holding things up.
Holding things up.
Yeah. Down him up.
Hang it up.
So tonight will take place with the sponsorship of Hide for Hire. Thank you very much.
Kenny's still funding the party. That's excellent.
Hide for Hire on board.
Good to know.
Reveller on board. You can be on board as well.
Alf's not coming. You know why?
Oh, no.
He's not. Wednesdays, he has to go out to dinner with Rita, his mum at Ipswich.
Oh, does he? He could bring Rita to the party.
So cute.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
All right, hang on. We're back on air. Get back around. Sorry, there's commotion in the studio. Because we've got Marto's commemorative 21st shirts on. I don't know if that's a picture of Marto or Colonel Sanders.
What did you
say? Shut up. How come I've got orange hair on my party shirt?
Because the orange behind us in the billboard bled into our hair, so we look like the Ranger Network of Brisbane.
And also, we had to incorporate one of your favourite noises on the show.
Orange team.
Exactly.
Marto and I had a billboard with orange hair,
yes.
And so they've transferred that onto these incredible shirts for your party tonight, Marto. 21 years on air. It's got champagne. It's got 21. It's got your head. These, Dan, as you said, green and gold. What are they perfect for?
This will get a run on Australia Day.
Australia
and people
Day.
Go, is that Wayne Bennett on your shirt? And I go, no, it's Colonel Sanders.
The Colonel. Oh, no, it's Milhouse.
Can I thank you for not taking the piss out of me too often today? You've been wonderfully gracious. Yeah. Back again tomorrow. You can do whatever you like. Actually, we should wrap up tonight. Can we start late tomorrow?
I think in honour of that, we should take the piss out of you just one more time.
Oh. You did mention Milhouse.
Do you have my teeth?
Okay. No.
You said after 9 o'clock, until 9 o'clock, you wouldn't mention my teeth. Anyway.